The book of Hebrews is one of the most enigmatic works of the New Testament, largely due to the unknown identity of its author. Unlike other epistles, where the writer explicitly introduces themselves, Hebrews remains silent about its authorship. This mystery has generated various theories over the centuries, with some suggesting that Paul, Apollos, or even Barnabas could be responsible for its writing. However, the absence of definitive evidence continues to fuel fascination and speculation around this book. This anonymity, far from diminishing the importance of the work, increases the interest and reverence for it. Without an associated name, the focus is placed entirely on the message rather than the messenger, allowing the words to transcend human authorship and approach the divine. This peculiar aspect of Hebrews resonates deeply in the minds of scholars and believers who see in its lack of signature an invisible hand guiding its composition. With each generation, the search for the author's identity continues, but what remains untouched is the transformative power of its content. Even without knowing who wrote it, millions of people throughout history have found in Hebrews a source of inspiration, challenge, and spiritual consolation. The mystery of authorship may never be solved, but the book's message echoes clear and strong. Hebrews was written during a period of great tension and uncertainty for the early Christians. With persecutions on the rise and growing pressure to abandon their newly adopted faith, the book emerged as a guide and a bastion of resistance. The author, aware of the challenges faced by their readers, crafted a work that not only explained, but also defended the Christian faith in a hostile world. The book offers comfort and encouragement, reminding readers that despite difficulties, their faith in Christ is founded on something greater and more eternal than temporary circumstances. By drawing parallels between the faith of the Old Testament patriarchs and the New Covenant in Christ, Hebrews strengthens the identity and perseverance of Christians, offering a perspective of hope beyond the adversities of the present. This aspect of Hebrews makes it especially relevant in any era of crisis, not just for the early Christians, but for any community facing difficulties because of their faith. It serves as a powerful reminder that even in the darkest times, there is a light of hope and a promise of redemption that transcends earthly suffering. Hebrews is a work deeply rooted in Jewish traditions, yet at the same time, it aims to show the superiority of the New Covenant in Christ. The author skillfully connects the Christian faith to its Jewish roots, highlighting how Jesus fulfills and surpasses the promises of the Old Testament. This makes the book an essential bridge between Judaism and Christianity, offering an integrated view of the scriptures. The text explores themes such as priesthood, sacrifices, and the law, reinterpreting them in light of the gospel. Hebrews does not reject Judaism, but sees it as a necessary precursor to the coming of Christ. The author argues that all Jewish traditions and rituals point to Jesus as the promised Messiah, who brought a new and better covenant for humanity. This fusion of identities was crucial for the early Christians, many of whom were Jews by birth, and found themselves torn between their ancestral traditions and their new faith. Hebrews offers these believers a way to see their faith in Christ not as a break with the past, but as the full realization of their ancient hopes and promises. At the heart of the book of Hebrews is the unequivocal affirmation of Christ's supremacy over all things. From the first chapter, the author establishes that Jesus is superior to the angels, the prophets, and even Moses, one of the most revered figures in Jewish tradition. This central message is developed throughout the book, showing how Christ is the fulfillment of all divine promises. Hebrews not only declares the superiority of Christ, but also explains the deep significance of this for the Christian faith. He is the mediator of a new covenant, a high priest who intercedes for humanity's sins in a way that no other could. This superiority is not just theoretical, but has practical implications for how believers should live and understand their faith. The emphasis on Christ's supremacy is a call to worship and obedience. For the early Christians, this meant resisting the temptation to return to old Jewish practices or conform to the cultural pressures around them. Today, this message continues to challenge believers to place Christ at the center of their lives, recognizing his supreme authority in all areas. To fully understand the book of Hebrews, it is essential to place it in the historical context in which it was written. The book was probably composed before the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in 70 AD, during a period of growing tension between Jews and Christians. The author writes to a community under pressure to abandon their Christian faith and return to traditional Jewish practices. This was a time of uncertainty and change. The early Christians, many of whom were converted Jews, faced not only external persecutions, but also an internal crisis of identity. The imminent destruction of the temple signified the end of an era for Judaism, and Christians found themselves in the midst of a conflict over how this change would affect their faith and practices. Hebrews responds to this context powerfully, reaffirming the superiority of Christ and the irrelevance of the old sacrifices in light of his final sacrifice. The book exhorts believers to remain steadfast in the new covenant, even when everything around them seems to be falling apart. This historical context not only illuminates the meaning of the text, but also broadens its relevance for any era of transition or crisis. The book of Hebrews, despite its name, is not addressed to all Jews, but to a specific group of Jewish Christians who were facing unique challenges in their faith. These early Christians, many of whom had grown up in Judaism, were dealing with a crisis of identity and faith. On the one hand, they were deeply rooted in the Jewish traditions and rituals they had followed all their lives. On the other hand, they were now followers of Christ, recognizing him as the promised Messiah, the fulfillment of the scriptures they so revered. These Christians were under intense pressure to return to traditional Jewish practices, especially due to the growing persecutions they faced because of their faith in Jesus. For many, there was a constant temptation to turn away from Christianity and return to the safety and familiarity of the Jewish faith, which still enjoyed some degree of protection under Roman rule. Hebrews was written precisely for this community, to offer encouragement and reaffirmation of the new covenant in Christ. The author, deeply familiar with the scriptures and Jewish traditions, uses his knowledge to speak directly to the hearts and minds of these believers. He reminds them that while their roots are in Judaism, their faith in Christ is the next step in God's revelation to humanity. Hebrews, therefore, is not just a theological appeal, but a pastoral letter filled with care and concern for the faith and spiritual future of its readers. The identity of these recipients as Jewish Christians amidst persecution and uncertainty is central to understanding the urgent tone and message of hope in the book. Hebrews stands out in the New Testament not only for its elegant literary style, but for its impressive theological depth. From the outset, the book challenges its readers to deeply reflect on the nature of Christ, the function of the priesthood, and the meaning of sacrifices in God's plan. Through a series of comparisons and contrasts, the author reveals how all the institutions and practices of the Old Testament find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. One of the main theological approaches of the book is the idea that Christ is the true and final high priest. While the Levitical priests were mere men with limitations, offering sacrifices repeatedly for their own sins and the sins of the people, Christ, sinless, offered himself once for all as the perfect sacrifice. This radical view of the priesthood not only redefines the role of Jesus in Christian theology, but also transforms how Christians understand their own relationship with God. There is no longer a need for continuous sacrifices because Christ's sacrifice is complete and eternal. Furthermore, Hebrews addresses the issue of the new covenant, contrasting it with the old covenant established at Mount Sinai. The Old Covenant, though sacred and significant, was based on promises that human beings could not fully keep. The New Covenant, on the other hand, is grounded in promises that God fulfills in Christ and is written on the hearts of believers by the Holy Spirit. This not only marks a theological evolution, but also offers new hope for believers who now live under grace and not under the law. In its theological depth, Hebrews continues to be an inexhaustible source of reflection and study, offering new layers of understanding with each reading. In the early chapters of Hebrews, the author delves into the relationship between Jesus and the angels, figures of great reverence in Judaism. However, in making this comparison, the author makes it clear that, as exalted as the angels are, they are merely servants in God's great plan, while Jesus is the Son, the exact expression of God's being, and therefore infinitely superior. This distinction is crucial not only to reinforce Christ's identity, but also to correct any misconceptions that early Christians might have had about the heavenly hierarchy. In Judaism, angels were seen as powerful messengers of God, involved in significant events like the delivery of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. They were beings who mediated between God and men and were revered for their unique role in the divine plan. However, Hebrews argues that while angels have their place, they do not compare to the Son, who is superior in every aspect. Christ not only delivers a message, he is the message itself, the final revelation of God to humanity. This comparison also serves to highlight the centrality of Christ in the New Covenant. While angels remain important, their role is subordinate to that of Christ. They serve God and, by extension, believers. But it is Christ who establishes the New Covenant, who offers the supreme sacrifice, and who reigns at the right hand of God. This superiority is one of the reasons why the readers of Hebrews are constantly exhorted to maintain their faith in Christ and not to stray from it, no matter how tempting other paths may seem. In summary, the comparison between Jesus and the angels in Hebrews is not only a theological statement, but also a call to faithfulness and exclusive worship of the Son of God. The figure of Moses is one of the most important and revered in the entire Old Testament. He is the lawgiver, the liberator of Israel, and the mediator of the covenant between God and his people. However, the author of Hebrews contrasts Moses with Jesus to highlight the superiority of the new covenant that Christ inaugurates. While Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, Jesus is faithful as a son over God's house, a distinction that elevates Christ above all other religious leaders who came before him. Moses was the mediator of the Old Covenant, where obedience to the law was the condition for blessing. However, this covenant, though sacred, was incomplete because it depended on human ability to keep the law, which often resulted in failure. In contrast, Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant based on superior promises, where obedience and redemption do not depend on human effort, but on God's grace manifested in Christ's sacrifice. This new covenant is described as eternal, written on the hearts of believers rather than on tablets of stone. This comparison between Moses and Jesus serves to strengthen the faith of the readers of Hebrews, reminding them that in following Christ, they are not rejecting Moses, but embracing the fullness of God's revelation. Jesus is the fulfillment of the promises made to Abraham, Moses, and the prophets. He is the new and definitive way to God, and the new covenant he establishes is unbreakable, based on his own blood. This contrast is not a rejection of the Old Covenant, but a celebration of its fulfillment and surpassing in Christ. The message is clear. To remain in the New Covenant, it is necessary to recognize the supremacy of Jesus over all previous mediators, including the great Moses. At the heart of the book of Hebrews is the revolutionary doctrine of Christ's priesthood. In the Old Testament, the Levitical priesthood was central to Jewish religion. The priests, descendants of Levi, were responsible for offering daily sacrifices for the sins of the people, functioning as intermediaries between God and the Israelites. This sacrificial system was an essential part of the Old Covenant, but it was also limited and imperfect, as the sacrifices had to be repeated continuously, and the priests themselves were sinners in need of atonement. Hebrews, however, presents Jesus as a completely different high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, an order that precedes the Levitical priesthood and, according to the author, is eternal. Jesus, unlike the Levitical priests, does not need to offer repeated sacrifices because his sacrifice on the cross was unique and sufficient for all time. He did not offer the blood of animals, but his own blood, which has the power to purify the consciences of believers, something the old sacrifices could never do. This understanding of Christ's priesthood is truly revolutionary, as it redefines the concept of mediation between God and humanity. With Jesus as the high priest, the old sacrificial system is surpassed, and believers have direct access to God through him. This new reality completely transforms the spiritual experience of Christians. They no longer depend on an imperfect human priesthood, but have the confidence that Jesus intercedes for them continually before God as a perfect and eternal priest. This means that believers' relationship with God is established on an unshakable foundation, guaranteed by the very life of Jesus, who is immortal and unchanging. This revolution in the understanding of the priesthood not only elevates Christ's position above any other mediator, but also redefines the very concept of worship and communion with God. There is no longer a need for continuous sacrifices, repetitive rituals, or human mediators who can fail or die. Instead, believers are invited to draw near to God with full confidence, knowing that Jesus, the perfect high priest, intercedes for them once and for all. The impact of this doctrine was profound, both for the early Christians and for the church throughout the centuries. It offered a new understanding of how Christians could live their faith, not with fear or under the burden of the law, but with freedom and confidence in God's grace. This new priesthood, therefore, is not just a theological concept, but a practical reality that transforms the lives of believers, offering them uninterrupted communion with God through Christ, the eternal and perfect mediator. One of the most intriguing concepts in the book of Hebrews is the reference to Melchizedek, a mysterious figure from the Old Testament who appears briefly in the book of Genesis. Melchizedek was the king of Salem and priest of the Most High God, to whom Abraham offered a tithe of everything he had gained in battle. The author of Hebrews uses Melchizedek as a typology of Christ, highlighting the uniqueness and eternity of his priesthood. Unlike the Levitical priests, whose priesthood was temporary and hereditary, Melchizedek's priesthood is described as eternal, with no beginning or end recorded in the scriptures. Hebrews argues that Jesus is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek, indicating that his priesthood is equally eternal and superior to that of the priests from the line of Levi. This connection with Melchizedek underscores the unique nature of Jesus, who not only fulfills but transcends the old religious systems. This alliance between Christ and Melchizedek reveals the depth of the divine plan. While the Levitical priesthood was tied to the Mosaic law, Christ's priesthood, like Melchizedek's, is tied to an eternal promise, one that offers direct access to God, free from human and temporal limitations. This reaffirms the superiority of Christ as the mediator of a new and better covenant, one that does not depend on genealogy or earthly norms, but on the heavenly authority conferred upon him from the beginning of time. Moreover, this reference to Melchizedek serves as a bridge for the Jewish readers of Hebrews, showing that faith in Christ is not a break with the past, but the fulfillment of a much earlier promise, hidden in the ancient texts, but fully revealed in Jesus. Thus, Christ's eternal priesthood, like Melchizedek's, is a guarantee that his redemptive work is eternal and irrevocable, offering hope and security to believers. At the center of Israelite worship was the sacrificial system, a complex set of rituals intended to atone for the sins of the people and restore their communion with God. Every sacrifice, every offering, every shedding of blood had a specific purpose and was deeply rooted in the religious and cultural life of the Jews. However, the book of Hebrews presents a radically new vision of these sacrifices, reinterpreting them in light of Christ's sacrifice. Hebrews argues that the sacrifices of the Old Testament were, in fact, shadows and prefigurations of the true sacrifice to come, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. While the animal sacrifices could ceremonially purify, they could never definitively remove sin. They were a constant reminder of human insufficiency and the need for something more, something that could purify the conscience and not just the flesh. The author of Hebrews asserts that Christ, by offering his own body as a sacrifice, fulfilled and surpassed all the sacrifices of the Old Testament. His sacrifice was perfect and complete, capable of purifying the sins of all humanity once and for all. This new understanding of the sacrifices transforms the way Christians view their relationship with God. There is no longer a need for repeated sacrifices, for Christ's sacrifice is eternal and sufficient. This reinterpretation also challenges believers to reflect on the meaning of atonement and redemption. Christ's sacrifice is not just a ritual act, but a demonstration of divine love and justice, bringing reconciliation between God and humanity. This profound understanding of the ancient sacrifices and their fulfillment in Christ is one of the cornerstones of Christian theology, providing a new perspective on the relationship between the Old and New Testaments and offering a solid foundation for the Christian faith. The concept of covenant is central to both the Old and New Testaments. In the Old Testament, the covenant between God and Israel was marked by laws, rituals, and sacrifices, all designed to maintain the people's relationship with God. However, the book of Hebrews announces a new covenant, a radical transformation that completely redefines the relationship between God and humanity. Hebrews describes this new covenant as superior in every way. It is not written on tablets of stone, but on the hearts of believers, indicating an internal and permanent change in those who accept it. This new covenant does not depend on obedience to a set of external laws, but on faith in Christ and the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. It is a covenant that offers total and permanent forgiveness, something the old covenant, with its repetitive sacrifices, could not provide. The new covenant also brings with it new hope. Where the old covenant constantly reminded the people of their fallibility and the need for continual atonement, the new covenant guarantees full reconciliation with God through Christ. It is a covenant of grace, not of works, of trust, not of fear. This transforms the way believers live their faith, offering a secure foundation for communion with God and the certainty of eternal life. For the readers of Hebrews, many of whom were tempted to return to old Jewish practices, this message was a powerful reminder that in Christ, God had inaugurated a new era. The new covenant not only fulfills the promises of the old, but exceeds them in glory and permanence. Accepting this new covenant is embracing the fullness of God's revelation and living in the freedom and security it offers. Faith is a recurring theme throughout the Bible, but in the book of Hebrews, it takes on a particularly deep and vital dimension. Hebrews 11, known as the faith chapter, is perhaps the most famous passage, where the author lists the great heroes of faith from the Old Testament, from Abel to the prophets, highlighting how their lives were defined by unwavering trust in God, even in the face of extreme trials. Faith in Hebrews is described not just as belief, but as the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. It was this faith that enabled Noah to build the ark, Abraham to leave his homeland, and Moses to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt. For the early readers of Hebrews who were facing persecutions and uncertainties, this definition of faith was a call to persevere, even when circumstances seemed desperate. More than just a feeling or intellectual acceptance, faith in Hebrews is active and dynamic. It leads to obedience, action, and testimony. The examples of faith in the Old Testament serve as a cloud of witnesses for believers, encouraging them to run with perseverance the race set before them, fixing their eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. Faith, therefore, is not just the human response to God, but a divine gift that sustains and guides believers through life's trials. The importance of faith in Hebrews is also tied to the new covenant. It is through faith that believers enter into this covenant, receive God's forgiveness, and are transformed by the Holy Spirit. This faith, tested and proven throughout the centuries, is what connects Christians of all ages, uniting them in a common purpose and an unshakable hope. For believers today, just as for the original readers of Hebrews, faith remains the anchor that keeps them steady amid life's storms. In the Faith chapter, Hebrews 11, the author provides an impressive retrospective of the great heroes of faith, individuals whose lives were marked by unwavering trust in God, even when everything seemed lost. From Abel, who offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, to the prophets who suffered for their faith, each of these figures is presented as an example to be followed by believers. This gallery of heroes of faith is not just a list of great deeds, but a powerful illustration of what it means to live by faith. Each of these heroes faced challenges that tested their trust in God. Abraham, for example, was called to leave his land and his family, not knowing where he was going, trusting only in God's promise. Sarah, his wife, believed that despite her old age, she could give birth to the promised son. Moses, in turn, refused the temporary pleasures of Egypt and chose to suffer with the people of God because he had his sights set on the greater reward promised to him. The author of Hebrews emphasizes that although these heroes did not receive all of God's promises during their lifetimes, they lived and died with the faith that these promises would be fulfilled. They saw from afar what God had promised and welcomed it, acknowledging that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. This vision of a future promise enabled them to endure suffering, rejection, and in some cases martyrdom without losing hope or trust in God. Hebrews 11 not only celebrates the faith of these ancient heroes, but also challenges readers to reflect on the nature of their own faith. If those who lived under the Old Covenant could demonstrate such faith, how much more should those who live in the era of the New Covenant, inaugurated by Christ's sacrifice? The gallery of heroes of faith serves as a source of inspiration and encouragement for all Christians, reminding them that they are part of a long tradition of faith and perseverance. And above all, it reinforces the idea that true faith is not just believing in God, but trusting Him with all one's heart, regardless of circumstances. Perseverance is a central theme in the book of Hebrews, where the author exhorts his readers to stand firm in their faith, even in the face of adversity. For first century Christians, this message was vital, as many were facing severe persecution because of their faith in Christ. The pressure to renounce the new covenant and return to traditional Jewish practices was intense, and the risk of apostasy, the abandonment of faith, was real and present. Hebrews compares the Christian life to a long-distance race, where perseverance is essential to reaching the finish line. The author encourages readers to run with perseverance the race set before them, fixing their eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. This race is not a physical marathon, but a spiritual one, requiring inner strength, endurance, and above all, continuous trust in God's faithfulness. The perseverance of the saints is not just a matter of human willpower. It is sustained by faith in God's promise and the certainty that Christ, who endured the cross and is now seated at the right hand of God, is interceding for them. This vision provides an anchor for the soul, something firm and secure, allowing believers to face any storm with the confidence that God is with them and that their victory has already been assured in Christ. In the book of Hebrews, the call to holiness is an urgent and non-negotiable exhortation. Holiness, in the biblical context, refers to separation from sin and total dedication to God. Hebrews reminds believers that as followers of Christ, they are called to live differently from the world around them, reflecting God's character in all areas of their lives. The author emphasizes that without holiness, no one will see the Lord. This statement is a powerful reminder that holiness is not optional for the believer, but an essential condition for communion with God. The Christian life, according to Hebrews, must be marked by a continuous pursuit of purity, both in heart and actions. This means abandoning sinful practices and seeking an inner transformation that manifests in a life of obedience to God. Moreover, Hebrews places holiness in a community context. Believers are encouraged to spur one another on to live holy lives so that none of them may fall short of the grace of God. This community aspect is vital because holiness is both a personal path and a collective responsibility. The Christian community should be a space where holiness is promoted and where believers help each other resist temptations and grow in their faith. Holiness then is both a calling and a promise. God not only demands holiness, but also empowers believers to live it out through the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives. This call is a response to God's holiness, who is perfect in all his ways, and it is a response of gratitude for the sacrifice of Christ, which made our reconciliation with God possible. For the readers of Hebrews, holiness is a distinctive mark of the new covenant, a visible sign of the new life they have received in Christ. One of the most solemn and challenging aspects of the book of Hebrews is the warning against apostasy, the deliberate abandonment of the Christian faith. The author of Hebrews does not hesitate to warn his readers about the severe consequences of turning away from Christ, especially after having experienced the truth of the gospel. These warnings are some of the most intense in the entire New Testament, emphasizing the seriousness with which God views the commitment of believers to their faith. Hebrews describes apostasy as a grave sin because it represents a conscious and willful rejection of Christ after having received the knowledge of the truth. The author uses powerful language, stating that for those who fall into apostasy, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment. This warning is intended to awaken believers to the gravity of their responsibility before God and the importance of remaining steadfast in the faith. This warning should not be seen as a mere threat, but as a loving exhortation. The author's goal is to prevent believers from straying from the path of faith and losing their salvation. Throughout the book, Hebrews offers encouragement and examples of faith to strengthen its readers, but it also does not shy away from highlighting the real danger of apostasy. The author reminds believers that God is just and merciful, but also holy and righteous, and that faithfulness to Christ is crucial for eternal life. For today's readers, these warnings are still relevant. They remind us of the importance of cultivating an active and vibrant faith, not taking God's grace for granted, and living in a way that honors Christ's sacrifice. Apostasy, as described in Hebrews, is a call to spiritual vigilance, so that we may persevere to the end, trusting in God's faithfulness and the strength of His grace. The book of Hebrews was written in a context where many Jewish Christians were struggling to reconcile their new faith in Christ with the traditions and practices of Judaism. For these believers, there was a constant temptation to return to the old forms of worship, especially in the face of persecution and difficulties. Hebrews responds to this temptation by highlighting the superiority of Christ over all the practices and figures of traditional Judaism. The author of Hebrews argues that while Judaism offered a partial revelation of God, Christ is the final and complete revelation. He is superior to the angels, to Moses, to the Levitical priesthood, and to the sacrifices of the temple. Everything that Judaism pointed to, Christ fulfilled and surpassed. Animal sacrifices, for example, were temporary and repetitive, while Christ's sacrifice is eternal and definitive, purifying sins once and for all. Moreover, Hebrews emphasizes that Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant, superior to the Mosaic covenant. The old covenant was based on obedience to the law, while the new covenant is based on grace and faith in Christ. This new covenant is not written on tablets of stone, but on the hearts of believers, transforming them from the inside out. The superiority of Christ is not only theological, but also practical, offering believers a new way of living in relation to God and the world. In the Old Testament, priests played a central role in the religious life of Israel. They were responsible for offering sacrifices, interceding for the people, and maintaining the holiness of worship. The priestly system was essential for mediating the relationship between God and his people, ensuring that sins were atoned for and that communion with God was maintained. However, this system was imperfect and temporary, pointing to the need for a more perfect and eternal mediator. The book of Hebrews makes a detailed comparison between the priests of the Old Testament and Jesus, showing that while the Levitical priests were human and sinful, Jesus is the Son of God, perfect and without sin. The priests had to offer sacrifices repeatedly, both for their own sins and for the sins of the people. In contrast, Jesus offered himself once for all as the perfect sacrifice, securing eternal redemption. Furthermore, the Levitical priests served in an earthly tabernacle, which was only a shadow of the true heavenly tabernacle. Jesus, on the other hand, entered heaven itself into the presence of God, where he continues to intercede for believers. This superiority of Christ over the priests of the Old Testament not only fulfills the priestly function of intercession and sacrifice, but completely transforms it, inaugurating a new era in the relationship between God and humanity. This comparison was crucial for the readers of Hebrews, many of whom came from a Jewish background and were accustomed to the traditional priestly system. The author urges them to understand that in Christ, the old system has been completely fulfilled and at the same time transcended. There is no longer a need for daily sacrifices or mortal priests to serve as intermediaries between God and the people. Jesus, the eternal high priest, has opened the way for a direct and personal relationship with God, removing the barrier that sin had created. This new reality redefines the understanding of priesthood and worship. Believers now have direct access to God through Christ without the need for human intermediaries. The priesthood of all believers, a concept that developed later in Christian theology, has its roots here, where every believer is invited to approach God with confidence, knowing that Christ has already accomplished the work necessary for their redemption. One of the most profound and mysterious aspects of Christian theology is the dual nature of Christ, fully divine and fully human. The book of Hebrews highlights this reality in a striking way, especially by emphasizing the importance of Jesus' human nature for the plan of redemption. Jesus, the Son of God, chose to take on human flesh, fully sharing in our weaknesses and experiences in order to become a merciful and faithful high priest. Hebrews explains that Christ needed to be made like us in every way in order to atone for the sins of humanity. His incarnation was not merely a symbolic act, but an absolute necessity so that he could represent humanity before God. By living as a human being, Jesus experienced suffering, temptation, and ultimately death, knowing firsthand the struggles and pains that humans face. This enabled him to be a high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses, for he himself was tempted in every way, yet without sin. This emphasis on Christ's humanity in Hebrews is deeply comforting to believers. It assures them that Jesus fully understands the human condition, not from a distant perspective, but through personal experience. He is not a distant savior, but one who was present in our struggles, who shed our tears, and who now intercedes for us with a heart full of compassion. Christ's humanity, therefore, does not diminish his divinity. On the contrary, it completes it, showing the immeasurable love of God, who chose to draw near to us in the most intimate way possible. At the heart of the Christian faith is the event of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the book of Hebrews sheds powerful light on the deep significance of these events. Christ's death is presented as the supreme sacrifice, the perfect offering made once for all to atone for the sins of all humanity. Unlike the sacrifices of the Old Testament, which had to be repeated continuously, Jesus' sacrifice was unique and sufficient to secure eternal redemption. Hebrews emphasizes that through his death, Christ inaugurated a new way, a new and living way to God. By tearing the veil that separated the Holy of Holies, Jesus opened direct access to God for all who believe. This means that believers no longer need human intermediaries to approach God. Through Christ, all have direct access to the throne of grace, where they can find mercy and help in times of need. Christ's resurrection, in turn, is God's seal on Jesus' sacrifice, confirming that he truly conquered sin and death. Hebrews affirms that, after making purification for sins, Jesus sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, indicating that his redemptive work was fully accepted by God and that he now reigns with power and glory. For believers, this offers unshakable assurance. Just as Christ was raised, they too will be raised, sharing in his victory over death. This new way that Christ inaugurated is the essence of the new covenant. It is a way of life, of unbroken communion with God, and of eternal hope. For the readers of Hebrews, many of whom were facing persecution and uncertainty, this message was a firm anchor, assuring them that regardless of earthly circumstances, their hope in Christ was secure and eternal. Today, this same message continues to inspire and strengthen millions of believers around the world, reminding them that in Christ, death has been defeated and eternal life guaranteed. Hebrews not only looks to the past and present, but also projects a powerful vision of the future, a future in which the New Jerusalem, the heavenly city, will be the final inheritance of believers. This eschatological vision is central to the message of Hebrews, offering readers a hope that transcends the difficulties of the present and points to the fulfillment of all of God's promises. The author of Hebrews describes the New Jerusalem as a city built by God himself, a place of safety, peace, and eternal communion with the Creator. This city is not made by human hands, but is the full realization of the divine promise, the eternal home of those who persevere in faith. By contrasting the New Jerusalem with earthly cities and structures, the author reminds believers that everything in this world is temporary and transient, but what God has prepared is eternal and unshakable. This vision of the New Jerusalem serves as an encouragement for believers to remain steadfast in their faith, even when facing persecution and suffering. It is presented as the ultimate reward for those who do not stray, a city that will not be shaken, where God's presence will be the center of all life. Hebrews uses this image to encourage its readers to seek the city that is to come, keeping their eyes fixed on the eternal prize that awaits them. This eschatological hope has practical implications for Christian living. It is not just a distant promise, but a reality that should shape how believers live in the present. Knowing that there is a heavenly city awaiting them empowers them to live in a way that reflects this hope, resisting the temptations and pressures of this world and living with a constant sense of purpose and direction. During the Middle Ages, the book of Hebrews played a significant role in Christian theology and practice, particularly regarding the understanding of the priesthood and the sacraments. In a time when the church exercised great power over religious and secular life, Hebrews was often used to justify both the authority of the church and the need for mediators between God and men. Despite its original message emphasizing the sufficiency of Christ as the only mediator, Medieval theologians, such as Thomas Aquinas, devoted considerable attention to Hebrews, especially in interpreting the priesthood of Christ. However, the book's message was often reinterpreted to align with the practices and doctrines of the medieval church, which emphasized the role of human priests as essential mediators. The sacraments, particularly the Eucharist, were seen as a continuation of the Levitical sacrifices, with priests playing a central role in intercession for the people. Despite these interpretations, the core message of Hebrews regarding the superiority of Christ and his redemptive work continued to resonate. Protestant reformers would later reclaim this emphasis, arguing that Hebrews upheld the idea that Christ's work was complete and sufficient without the need for additional human intermediaries. This rediscovery of the message of Hebrews had a profound impact on the Reformation and subsequent Protestant theology. In the Middle Ages, therefore, the Book of Hebrews was both a source of consolidation for existing practices and doctrines and a seed of questioning and reform. It provided a theological foundation that allowed the medieval church to justify its role. But it also planted the seeds for a more radical reinterpretation that would come to full bloom with the Protestant Reformation. The Book of Hebrews had a profound impact on the Protestant Reformation, where its theological emphases were recovered and reinterpreted in light of emerging new doctrines, particularly the doctrine of justification by faith and the sufficiency of Christ's sacrifice. Reformers like Martin Luther and John Calvin saw in Hebrews a powerful confirmation of their criticisms of the sacramental system and the clerical hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church. Luther, for example, highlighted that Hebrews emphasized the superiority of Christ's priesthood over human priesthood, arguing that there was no need for additional intermediaries between God and man, as Christ, as the eternal high priest, had already completely fulfilled the role of mediator. This interpretation was fundamental to the Protestant doctrine of the priesthood of all believers, which asserted that all Christians had direct access to God through Christ without the need for human priests to intercede for them. John Calvin, another important reformer, also relied heavily on Hebrews to develop his theology. He emphasized that Christ's sacrifice was unique and sufficient, contrasting it with the repeated sacrifices of the Levitical system. For Calvin, Hebrews offered a powerful biblical argument against the Catholic practice of repeating the Eucharist as a continual sacrifice rather than a single memorial celebration of Christ's already completed sacrifice. The Protestant Reformation, by emphasizing the sufficiency of Christ's work and the centrality of individual faith, found an ally in Hebrews. The book provided the theological foundation for rejecting human priestly mediation and the dependence on sacraments as exclusive means of grace. Instead, salvation was understood as directly accessible by faith, sustained by God's grace and the completed work of Christ. Furthermore, Hebrews helped shape the Protestant view of Scripture, emphasizing the authority of the Scriptures as God's final word, above ecclesiastical traditions. Hebrews' emphasis on hearing God's voice and not hardening the heart was used by the Reformers as a call to the Church to return to the purity of the Gospel, free from the corruptions that had infiltrated over the centuries. Thus, the influence of Hebrews during the Protestant Reformation cannot be underestimated. It was a key text in articulating the new doctrines that would define the Protestant movement, offering a powerful theological alternative to Catholicism of the time and helping to shape the Christian faith of millions of people over the following centuries. The Book of Hebrews continues to be a vital source of reflection and inspiration for modern theology. Although written nearly 2,000 years ago, its messages and themes still resonate powerfully in contemporary theological discussions. One area where Hebrews is particularly influential is in Christology, the study of the nature and work of Christ. The presentation of Jesus as the perfect high priest and the mediator of a new covenant is central to many modern theological approaches that seek to understand the uniqueness and sufficiency of Christ in human redemption. Moreover, Hebrews has been instrumental in reshaping the understanding of faith and perseverance. The concept of faith presented in Hebrews as the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen continues to inspire theologians and pastors to reflect on the nature of faith in an increasingly secularized world. Hebrews challenges modern believers to see faith not just as belief, but as a dynamic force that shapes their lives and sustains their hope, even in the face of uncertainty and adversity. Another aspect of modern theology where Hebrews plays a significant role is eschatology, or the study of the end times. The author's vision of the New Jerusalem and the consummation of God's kingdom fuels debates about the nature of Christian hope and the promised future for believers. Hebrews reaffirms the belief in a future promise that transcends temporal and earthly realities, inviting believers to live with their eyes fixed on this final hope. The book of Hebrews is in many ways a profound invitation to spiritual reflection. Unlike other epistles in the New Testament, Hebrews combines detailed theological exposition with direct appeals to the heart and conscience of its readers. The author not only offers doctrinal teachings, but also calls readers to seriously consider their lives before God, to examine their faith, and to strengthen their communion with Christ. One of the central themes of Hebrews is the need to persevere in faith amidst difficulties. The author uses rich language and powerful imagery to exhort his readers not to turn back, not to harden their hearts, but to diligently seek God's grace. He does this not only as a theologian, but as a pastor concerned with the spiritual well-being of his community. Hebrews invites believers to sincere introspection, to an examination of their faith, and to a renewed commitment to Christ. The message of Hebrews also invites meditation on the greatness of Christ's sacrifice. By detailing the redemptive work of Jesus, the author evokes deep admiration and gratitude in the hearts of believers, encouraging them to live in response to this sacrificial love. Reflection on the sufficiency of Christ's sacrifice leads to the understanding that no matter the struggles and challenges we face, we have in Christ a secure and firm anchor. Hebrews is a letter that resonates deeply with Christian communities facing persecution. From the early readers who lived under the shadow of Roman oppression to modern communities suffering for their faith, Hebrews has offered a message of hope and encouragement. The author of Hebrews, aware of the difficulties faced by his readers, writes to strengthen them, reminding them of God's promises and the assured victory in Christ. The hope offered by Hebrews is not an easy or superficial hope. It is a hope forged in the fire of adversity. The author acknowledges the realities of suffering, but insists that even in the midst of persecution, believers have reasons to persevere. He exhorts them to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who endured the cross and is now seated at the right hand of God. This vision of Christ as the ultimate victor is a powerful encouragement for those facing similar challenges. Hebrews also offers comfort by reminding readers that present suffering is temporary and that an eternal glory awaits them. The author uses the image of the heroes of faith who endured extreme hardships yet maintained their unshakable faith. These examples are presented not only as models to be imitated, but as testimonies that God is faithful in fulfilling his promises, even when circumstances seem hopeless. The impact of the book of Hebrews on Christian culture is profound and far-reaching. Throughout the centuries, Hebrews has influenced not only Christian theology and doctrine, but also liturgy, music, art, and spirituality. Its powerful images and themes, such as Christ as the High Priest, the New Covenant, and the race of faith, have inspired generations of believers and left an indelible mark on the history of the Church. In Christian liturgy, Hebrews has been a rich source of inspiration. Many of the hymns and prayers used in Christian worship have been influenced by the themes of Hebrews, especially those that celebrate the sacrifice of Christ and his ongoing intercession for believers. The concept of Christ as the High Priest who entered the heavenly Holy of Holies is often recalled in the Eucharist, where Christians gather to celebrate the new covenant established by his blood. Christian art has also been deeply impacted by Hebrews. Throughout history, Christian artists have depicted scenes inspired by Hebrews, such as Christ seated at the right hand of God or the heroes of faith mentioned in chapter 11. These images not only adorn churches and cathedrals, but also serve as visual reminders of the spiritual truths that Hebrews communicates. Despite being written nearly two millennia ago, the book of Hebrews continues to have surprising relevance for believers today. In a world marked by uncertainties, divisions, and growing secularism, Hebrews offers a message of hope, perseverance, and faith that is as necessary now as it was for its first readers. But what makes Hebrews so important today? Firstly, Hebrews reminds us of the centrality of Christ. In an era where many voices compete for our attention, Hebrews calls us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It challenges us not to lose sight of the essential, that in the midst of all the changes and uncertainties, Christ remains constant. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8. This emphasis on the immutability of Christ provides a firm anchor for faith in times of turmoil, offering believers a solid foundation on which to build their spiritual lives and resist the pressures of the modern world. Secondly, Hebrews speaks directly to the issue of perseverance. We live in an age of distractions and easy abandonments where long-term commitment, whether in faith, relationships, or social causes, is often undervalued. Hebrews, however, exhorts us to run with perseverance the race set before us, reminding us that the Christian journey is a marathon, not a sprint. The life of faith requires endurance, determination, and a constant focus on Christ, who has already walked this path before us and now helps us complete it. Hebrews also powerfully addresses the issue of identity and belonging. In a world where many struggle to find their place and purpose, the book offers a clear vision. We are part of a community of faith that stretches through the ages, from the heroes of faith in the Old Testament to contemporary Christians around the world. Hebrews reminds us that we are not alone. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, Hebrews 12:1, who inspire us to remain steadfast in our faith. Finally, Hebrews matters today because it offers a vision of the future that transcends temporary difficulties. In times of crisis and uncertainty, the vision of the New Jerusalem, the heavenly city where God will dwell with his people forever, is a source of renewed hope. This eschatological perspective encourages us to live with our eyes fixed not only on the present, but on the future promised by God, where every tear will be wiped away and justice will finally prevail.